One in excess of $100 shall be brought in small claims court. If the claim exceeds the jurisdiction of small claims court, the action may be brought in any court of appropriate jurisdiction in that city or county. And again, here we run it, if we have to go into district court, then we have to be represented by the AG, and we simply don't send the AG out of Marion County for cost reasons. But again, this is the only section where we have required to go into small claims court.
The local district attorneys won't handle it?
I won't say they won't handle Representative McCarty, but they don't give it very high priority, so once we file one of these things, we rarely hear of it again.
In other words, they've got just about as much respect for you as I do, then.
I'm sorry about that, Representative McCarty, but it's not a question of respect. It's a question of priorities that the local district attorney has, and most district attorneys do not find these administrative civil actions to be very high value compared to their other work. I don't think it's a question of whether they respect the action or not.
Thank you. Any further questions? Joe, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman.
Any further testimony on this bill? If not, we'll close the hearing on House Bill 2028. What's our next bill?
HB 2410 is the bill dealing with the county fairs and county fair boards and the fund that we started hearing on Monday. I believe we have some more people that would like to testify.
Okay, we'll open the hearing on 2410, and let's see. We have, I think that's Dwayne Kell, is that correct? Rick, I'm sorry. Oh, that was scratched out, and then Rick, all right.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Rick Kell. I'm a senior account executive with Smith Barney Harris Upham in Portland, Oregon, and a vice president and member and chairman of the legislative committee for the Portland International Livestock Exposition. Let me background HB 2410 and what it seeks to accomplish with this simple analogy. The PI is like parents that turn over the family home as a gift to a child with the expectation and promise that they will have a suitable place to live as long as they live, only to find that the promise is forgotten, and they are at best tolerated guests with substandard accommodations. Since 1913, all counties in the state of Oregon have independent fair boards. In 1961, the legislature amended the law so that counties with populations in excess of 300,000, Multnomah County, in those counties, the county fair board would be made up of by the county commissioners. Since that time, Multnomah County has never, and I repeat, never even attempted to hold a fair board meeting or to act as ex officio members of the fair board. In 1965, the legislature worked out an arrangement with Multnomah County and the PI whereby they appropriated $250,000, which they gave to the PI. The PI used that money to clear title to its land. The land was then given to the county with the promise, and I quote from the law now, has agreed to operate and maintain such property in a condition suitable for exposition purposes and will permit the Pacific International Livestock Exposition Incorporated and its successor reasonable use of such property for purposes of an annual exposition. Multnomah County honored this obligation for 10 years and then had a change of heart. In 1979, the county declared the five livestock barns unsafe and arbitrarily tore them down. That forced the PI into rented tents. In 1981, the PI was literally rained and flooded out. In 1982, the county tore out the arena and seating facilities in the remaining pavilion building so that horse shows were no longer possible. The county promised to rebuild two barns. It built only one and now says it will not build the second. The PI has been reduced to a two-stage show in one barn with accommodations for 850 animals, or 60,000 square feet. This is a reduction from 270,000 square feet and 3,600 animals. There is barely space for the PI to survive. The county response is to deny any obligation and to require the PI to pay for any barn replacement. House Bill 2410 does two things. One, it requires Multnomah County to appoint an independent fair board, the same as all other counties do. That would provide the PI with management that would listen and respond to its problems. The second thing the bill does is to create a fair fund, require that all money from the fairgrounds, and parimutuel racing be paid into this fund, and that fair fund money be used for fair purposes. With these changes, we believe there would be a fair board that would honor Multnomah County's obligations and the money to provide suitable facilities for the PI. Thank you.
Questions? Yes, Representative Springer.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Mr. Kell, I appreciate the efforts you made a couple times this week to call me. I was hoping we'd have a chance to chat before the hearing today. I just have a couple questions about, I guess, the paper that you and another individual prepared.
And my father.
Okay. I guess this bill was introduced at the request of the PI, Pacific International Livestock Exposition. What's your relationship? If I understand, you're a member of the board of the PI.
I am a vice president of the PI and chairman of their legislative committee.
How many?
And a member of their board and executive committee, yes.
Okay. I guess I just need to know a little bit more about the board, how they're appointed, who serves, generally what their responsibilities are.
We have the administrator of the PI here. Maybe that's a question we'd be better to ask to him when he testifies, because he is more knowledgeable on that.
Okay, I guess
so. They're members of the agricultural and urban community from all over the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. who are asked to serve, those on the board of as trustees, those who want to get more involved and do some work as all volunteer boards are. Then they're appointed to the board of directors, and if you raise your hand once too often, then you get on to the executive committee and on up. That's basically how it goes.
Okay. I've had a chance to not read the entire paper, but have looked at it, and I guess it's excellent background information. It also reflects, I think, your concern about how the county commission has either failed to or not performed according to your understanding of what, or your belief in terms of how they should have followed the intent of the law. And I think this was prepared, at least there's a date on it, says September 17th, 84.
Right.
Have you or members of the commission had a chance, since this paper was prepared, to sort of review this issue with the commission? Or
yes.
What has been their response generally, or can you share that?
Well, with the commission, I've talked with Dennis Buchanan
mm-hmm.
and with their attorney, John Leahy. And they're both of the position is that they are not going to act as a fair board. Mm-hmm. They feel that they have, just that they're not going to convene as a fair board. They are not a receptive ear for us mm-hmm. to deal with, and that has been the case for 5 years at least and longer.
I think I understand you say you've tried to deal with the county executive. Has there been any contact with the Multnomah County's governance structure? It's gone through some changes, and it's going to change again.
Changed in the past, and since for 20 years we have,
How about dealings with the commission itself, which is sort of the lawmaking part of county government, as opposed to Mr. Buchanan, who is kind of the chief executive? Have you had any contact?
I haven't had any recent contact with the entire commission sitting as commissioners mm-hmm. Dealing with this subject. They have appointed another task force. There have been many studies. If you read this material, you'll notice this isn't the first time they've had a study on the mm-hmm. on the Expo Center or the fairgrounds, which is what it is.
Yeah.
And there was a mix-up as to when they were going to consider this, and I was told to be there at one time, and when I got there at that time, they had passed over that material, and I was 20 minutes late is what it was. So the answer to your question is no.
Yeah, I don't want to take too much committee time. I did, after our first hearing and after you brought this problem to us or other legislators, placed a call to Commissioner Kefouri's office and also Commissioner Blumenauer's office. And they, my sense was that they would like to try to address the problem, but we didn't have a chance to speak very specifically. I hope they or their representatives will have a chance to come down here and share some information with us just in terms of how the county proposes to get out of this mess, if that's the right word for it. I think all of us share your concern about, and the concerns that were expressed earlier by some of our colleagues about trying to have an adequate facility in the Portland metropolitan area. And there's a concern as well. Representative Miller and I and some others have signed on or sponsored legislation to deal with the idea of trying to have an adequate convention facility. And that's the two don't exactly relate, but there's a tremendous need for more facilities, not just for agricultural purposes, but other kinds of expositions and trade fairs, et cetera, in the metropolitan area. And I hope we can sort of keep that in context as well.
The thing that we have to realize is that the PI is terminal. For 20 years, we've been trying to deal with this problem, and we cannot. We haven't. That's why we have finally come back to the legislature, asking them to clean up the bill. The PI is a convention. I'm an urban, a city, but I grew up in a city. As Representative Bellamy said, he's never missed a PI. Up until 2 years ago, I'd never been at one. The PI is a convention that is 75 years old. It's of international reputation, international following, and on one of five shows that follows a circuit through the western part of the United States. The Portland's Tourist and Information Bureau, I think that's the one, that's what it's called, they estimate that everybody who stays overnight in the city of Portland spends $140. The city of Portland spends thousands of dollars trying to bring in conventions. And here is one that has been around for 75 years, and in my opinion, they're trying very hard to do away with.
The
1965 law states specifically that Multnomah County will manage this property for the benefit of, in a manner for exposition. The only, according to the dictionary, this is the only exposition they are. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're down now to we haven't the facilities, we don't have the ear of the management. My opinion is if they had ever met as a fair board, this law could have been brought to their attention. The legislature would have known that their wishes were being ignored, if you will. They would have been held up to public scrutiny. They would have been held responsible for the actions. But even that much they hadn't done. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we're asking for. This bill does. It's saying there has to be an independent fair board that will manage these fair properties.
I think I understand your purpose. Aside from how the county's done its job, and I have my share of disagreements with the county, believe me, in a lot of areas, so I'm not here trying to necessarily defend them, but just see if there isn't some opportunity for them to respond constructively. It sounds to me like so far that's not been terribly productive, or it's been a very frustrating exercise.
Right.
I don't know that this bill, even if we adopt it, is going to make the county commission do what you think they ought to be doing.
I agree.
So I want to make it clear. I recognize the problem like you do. I'm not sure that this is going to accomplish what it is you're trying to do all by itself. And I would hope that we're not going to feel that if we pass this bill, all of a sudden everything's going to get better, because obviously it's not.
I agree. This is not a panacea. This is just one step.
I would hope, you know, either you folks or the county or whoever's going to do it can maybe also talk with us about how we are going to get beyond whatever issue is presented in this bill and talk about adequate funding, whatever it's going to take, you know, if it's public or private or some mix. You know, we're talking about lottery dollars. Again, we're talking about other kinds of convention facilities. I mean, as far as the state's interest, the state, through the PERS board, is acquiring a substantial interest in the Thunderbird and the Red Lion, which sits just across the river. I mean, they've got to get a lot of bucks from whatever goes on at the PI. So, I mean, we have a very direct interest, obviously, in what's going on there. And I hope we can try to find some more constructive things we can do, too, in addition to this governance situation, which you folks are obviously not very happy with, probably for some good reasons. So that's not a question, I guess, but something I kind of felt like I had to say. And I hope we can maybe try to look at the big picture here as well as this more specific piece of legislation. And certainly, speaking for myself, I'd like to try to help you folks however we can towards that larger goal.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Let me ask one, Rick. It's an opinion, you don't have to answer it. Do you feel that we can expand and make better the annual Multnomah County Fair?
Yes.
In a testimony given on the 25th, David Warren has a problem with the description of fairgrounds because the building is not actually a fairground. And he states that the bill does not describe what is the fairgrounds as far as putting the money back in. Do you have any problem with that?
I have no problem with the fact that the Exposition Center or the PI's original ground, that 42 acres, is the fairgrounds for Multnomah County. There's no specifics, but the paper trail is clear.
Past practices with
no
establishment?
In 19... I have it here in my study. In 1960, the county created a county fair development fund for the purpose of acquiring and building a new county fair facility. The county transferred into this fund from the general fund $1.18 million. These plans did not materialize. And in 1965, the county, the PI, a group of interested legislators worked out a program where the PI would transfer its 41 acres of land and buildings to the county in return for this assurance. Now,
so
you follow that
actually is a county fairground.
It is the county fairground. Then the $250,000 was partially paid back to the state by the PI. The specific law, I believe, states that as long as the county was getting a stipend from the Racing Commission, which it was at that time, they would pay back. They paid back, I think, $150,000. The stipend stopped, and the auditor for the state said that we were released from, the PI was released from that responsibility. The county put $300,000 into bringing the facilities up to code. That is where the confusion arose as to that the PI turned this property over for a 10-year lease. We paid that $300,000 off in 10 years. And then that remaining money of that $1.18 million was transferred back into the general fund. As I say, the paper trail, to my way of thinking, is clear that we went from Gresham to North Portland, and that is that those 41 acres are the Multnomah County Fairgrounds.
Let's say that things got good, successful, and the Multnomah County Fair felt like it need to expand. Is there land out there to expand on? Is there an option on land out there beyond the 41 acres?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dick Rathbun?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dick Rathbun. I'm the manager of the Pacific International. I live in Shoals, Oregon. I don't want to go through most of the things that I have on my mind have been covered. I just do want to reiterate the conflict of interest, which is so apparent when you put county commissioners on a fair board. I lived in Wallowa County for 30 years, which is in Joseph, which is a strictly agricultural county. And I'll tell you, even there, we wouldn't care to have a county commissioner on the fair board, even if he was a farmer, because his number one priority is the county budget and not necessarily the building up and increasing the worth of the fair. I think the problem here is just strictly money. I have talked to several of the county commissioners personally and in meetings, and they have expressed to me the fact that we really don't belong in that business. We shouldn't be running this expo center, but we need the money for our general fund. It was brought out in the testimony last week that in answer to Representative Jones' question that how much money do you make? And it was played down and finally said that he made $296,000 in 1984.
Well,
I have...
May I interrupt you?
Yeah.
He gave it to us on a 10-year average.
Yes.
And said that the county put in, I think, $20,000 more than they took back.
Right. And then Representative Jones asked him what was his most recent profit, and he said $296,000. I have here a revenue, actual revenue from Multnomah County. This came from Dennis Buchanan's office and was presented to the task force. I don't know if you know, but they have a 12-man task force that's looking into a 5-year program for the Expo Center. And I'd just like to read you that this includes the revenue from the Expo Center, from the fair, and from racing, which I think the man left out, which is actually dedicated to the fair. And Dennis shows a net profit in 1984 of $624,514 on a total revenue of $1,221,000. So...
There were three areas, the concessions?
Yes. The Expo Center, which includes rent, concessions and parking, the fair, which...
Oh, so that, I was after the parking. Now, the parking's already shown in there.
Yes, okay. Yes. This is all the revenue that the Expo Center generates, including revenue from the pyramid.
It has to be a lot of dollars in parking.
Yeah,
I think there's thousands of them.
Dennis told the task force that the thing breaks down about a third rent, a third parking, and a third concessions. And that's approximately what this shows. It's too bad, but the Multnomah County Fair has suffered, just like the PI. It just isn't our problem, and that's what we're hopeful with this bill, that a fair board would start to put the money back where it belongs into the fair facilities, and we'll get at least the use of them when our turn comes. It isn't going to cure the PI's problem, I'll guarantee you.
What? You're quite familiar with the PI and
yes.
Multnomah County Fair.
Yeah, 5 years.
What kind of money should we look at if we wanted to say we want to bring this the PI up really up and we get some small conventions and we do the whole shot?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of money are we looking at?
Are you thinking just for the PI?
Mm-hmm.
The PI needs two things. We need the barns replaced, which would amount to about one more barn of 60,000 square feet, and we badly need an arena where we can have a rodeo and a horse show and show our livestock.
Outside?
Covered.
You have one inside.
Covered. No, it's been torn out. You see, the county, in order to make room for flat shows, auctions and not auctions, what am I saying, flea markets and things like that, they tore out all the seats and all the barrier that we used for our rodeo, and they said, you're the only people that need it, and it's not making us any money, and bang. So we can't have horse shows or rodeo anymore. The PI is just down to we're a little cow show.
You don't have a horse show and rodeo.
Well, the county fair, Multnomah County Fair, is strictly an urban fair. The total revenue from livestock, that's entry fees, and the county fair was less than $700 last year. What they do is they have a few 4-H animals on exhibit, and that's it. It's an urban fair. It's a carnival, and it's entertainment, and they've even gotten away from the ladies' quilting and things like that could be very popular and are really somewhat agricultural. There's no agriculture in the county fair. They had a small dairy exhibit, and they housed them right next to the rock and roll singers, and there was a little comment about that. But
sour to milk?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Didn't do it any good, that's for sure. And but I do want to comment on Chairman Roberts on your thing about that. I'm terribly disturbed that when this bill goes through, that the county's going to say, "Hey, this Expo Center is not the county fair. We rent to the county fair, and we're right back where we started from." But I think this bill is necessary. If it doesn't solve our problem, I think every county in the state of Oregon would benefit, or at least it would protect them from a raid on the funds by county commissioners.
Well, one of the reasons I no longer go to the county fair, I think that the you know, it's not, you know, the buildings and all are not up to, it's not,
that's right.
It's not a pleasure to go through there anymore.
It was an interesting thing at our annual meeting the other night. We had this man from Calgary, and they have built a fabulous thing. And he said that in every survey they take at Calgary, the people say the number one attraction is the animals and the agricultural part of it, even more than the rodeo and all the hoorah that they have there. People say that's what they like to see.
That's why they bring their children.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you through?
Yes.
There are the questions. Representative Springer.
I'm just wondering if you could provide some more specific response to the question I directed to Mr. Kell in terms of, you know, who serves on the board, how they're appointed.
We have 200 trustees, and they pay $50 a year, and what they get, that means they're members of the trustee board, and from the trustees are nominated by a nominating committee picked by the president, the board of directors. The board of directors elect the officers, and they serve for a one-year term. The trustees pay $50, and that is trustee money. It is not used on the show. It is used to promote the activities of the PI. And if you ask me what they get, it just means they're supporters of the PI. Approximately, it's about 200.
And these are folks from all over the North.
All over Idaho, California, some, Washington, a lot. You see, in the purebred business now, the state of Washington, the eastern livestock, to be shown, a lot of them go to Spokane, but the western Washington, western Oregon, they don't have anywhere to show livestock on a national scale except at the PI. So we're drawing an awful lot of cattle from Canada, Western Canada and Western Washington and Northern California. And incidentally, too, one of the sad parts from an agricultural standpoint is that our livestock and our sheep show are getting bigger and bigger every year. We just couldn't take care of them this year, and there's no use to put tents up because they just won't come. But we had livestock in transit as they showed one, another one was waiting, and this one was tied, and we just don't have facilities to have the kind of show that we would be proud of and you people would be proud of and the state of Oregon would be proud of.
Further questions?
There are lots more questions raised than I've heard answers. I'm not directing this to Mr. Rathbone,
sure,
or Mr. Keller, either one. I kind of am reluctant to proceed on this bill when it seems like we're just kind of taking a small bite out of this whole big problem, if you will.
Okay, what can we do? I want to see it resolved. We all do.
Well, that's the $64 question, I guess. I don't know what we can do. I guess I got some ideas kicking around, yeah, but I think you or Mr. Kell said that there's another task force,
yes,
that's looking at this situation.
But they're not. They're just considering uses for the expo. 5 years. Mm-hmm. 5 year plan.
Yeah.
It's turned into a moneymaker. That's all.
Good. But you got to reinvest in that product.
That's right.
You're not going to have a moneymaker.
It's like a ranch. You can take it out for so long, but pretty soon you better start putting some back. And that's where they are now. Shape. But they're not considering agricultural type buildings. They're talking about meeting halls, which they badly need, and restaurant facilities, which they badly need. But not
gonna have to get some more land if they're going to do all that.
Yeah.
Representative Miller,
even though
through the day.
Well, I could go on probably all day on this, but I think in terms of, I'm just curious what the role is for the private sector. If there's a need, you know, why should government be trying to fill this need if the private sector, you know, it seems to me, in terms of making an investment of money, you know, how much are these facilities going to be utilized? If you build some sheds and agricultural or barns or whatever, is this going to be something that's used 26 weeks out of the year or 2 weeks out of the year? And again, if there's that kind of demand and need for it, why is it that the private sector hasn't been able to respond? Or is it, you know, those are just some of the questions I have, I guess.
Well, if you, from the private sector, if you're talking about the PI, we're a nonprofit corporation. We were doing fine until they tore the facilities out. I would think that, I'm not going to tell you that the PI would be a big moneymaker, but we would, if we had the facilities, we could certainly break even. and eventually build back to what are called the glory days, when it was really that it was bigger than the Rose Festival at one time. And your point's well taken. I think you could build a barn, and I've been to Edmonton and saw what they did there. They build a flat exhibition hall that's very useful for livestock, and I think you can do it with multi-purpose buildings. That would be very adequate. But I would love to work it out with anybody, but
Mr. Chair,
this is neat, this working with the county commissioners, but it has not been satisfactory. That's why we're here.
Are you a full-time staff person, Mr. Olson?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Representative Miller.
Yeah, as we've... That's all right.
I want to know.
Happens a lot. Just your reaction on one thing is maybe some have minimized the importance of this bill. Wouldn't you think it would still be worthwhile to get the county commissioners off the board, and at the very least that's what we ought to be doing?
I think definitely, and I think there's a big plus that in those county commissioners there will be, gosh, there's got to be somebody in there favorable to agriculture and would just see